with the number one team preview on the Brick House 2016-2017 NBA previews. I'm Bob Johnson.
And I'm Matt Baker. Bob, where can people find us if they're interested?
Oh, well, please tweet us your comments and suggestions, questions at BrickHousePod on Twitter. Go to our website, BrickHousePodcast.com. You can find all the pods there, plus blogs by Matt, myself, and other contributors. And you can contact us through there as well, or email us, Bob or Matt, at BrickHousePodcast.com. Matt, last year during the Warriors season, they had a great one that was all anyone could talk about.
Right.
Joe Lacob, the Warriors' owner, was interviewed by the New York Times during this season. It was basically a piece where he just puffed out his chest and took credit for the team's success, chalking it all up to his acumen and smarts.
Yeah, he's the best person of all time.
Yeah. He said it was no mistake. You know, you should see how he runs businesses. This is just how he does. He's just a winner, baby.
Yeah.
As if all the other guys who own NBA teams weren't successful businessmen to be able to afford them.
Yeah, all those scrubs who just lucked into NBA franchises. Yeah.
One of the closest franchises is the founder of Microsoft. He also claimed to being one of the, quote, top 10 blackjack players in the world in the same piece.
Not sure if there's a blackjack ranking system, but...
Yeah. Anyways, you know, we all make mistakes, even billionaires, probably lots of them. In hindsight, he realized what he'd done and reportedly called Steph Curry to apologize for it. Bill Simmons and others wondered at the time if it was bad sports karma to say these sort of things, he claimed to be that his franchise was light years ahead of everyone else.
Sure.
While by no means would Joe Lacob ever admit that karma from his statements might have affected the outcome of a basketball game, but let's not forget he's the same guy that said that his corporate culture cultivation prowess was why there was no mistake that the guys were playing the way they were.
Corporate culture cultivation.
You like that?
It's the
three C's. Key to Joe Lacob's success. So he wants to make sure he covers all of his bases. So one night he slips out of the office and stops by a local fortune teller in the Bay Area just in case he has potentially dirtied sports karma and get that cleaned up. This is the recording from that fortune teller's office.
Great, you're not busy. What are your peak hours? Joking. Listen, I need to know, do you have any experience with karma, auras, or curses?
I had experience in all of these things. Also hauntings, visitings, Ouija boards, seances.
Great. Can I just order the works? I should say I don't really believe in any of this stuff, but you can never be too careful.
It is not a prerequisite that you believe. True Warriors fans, we believe. But payment is a prerequisite.
Do you take American Express? Kidding. Here's $300. Can you check if I've cursed my basketball team?
You have definitely done this. It's very obvious.
Obvious? How can you tell?
Because that is my job, and also I read Deadspin. Steph Curry wasn't even drafted under your ownership. How are you going to take credit for how he's playing?
Well, what do? Say a prayer, or burn some incense, or kill a goat or something?
$300 more, and I'll tell you.
Well, what did I get for the first 300?
Analysis. Also, let the coaches and GM do their jobs. That advice is free.
All right, here, another 300.
Go to the forest off of Highway 101. Exit 732 in Humboldt County. Go into the forest and find a rock that is a perfect circle. When you find this rock, get down on the ground, spit under it. When you stand up, don't give any more goddamn interviews.
Can I not just give any more interviews and skip the whole spitting under a rock thing?
For that answer, I will need another $300.
I just came up with the whole $300 in the first place.
Sliding scale.
I can already see fans throwing this interview in Lacob's face eternally. Especially if the Warriors go back to being just an exciting team that never makes the playoffs. You know, if the Warriors are 37-45 again, you know, 10 years from now, they're just going to be signs. Light years ahead, are we?
Yeah, I like that he was kind of getting taken to the cleaners by the fortune teller there. They kept wanting $300.
Yeah, hey. She seemed like a Warriors fan.
That's not even a hand of blackjack to make of this.
Let's get into the changes.
Vibes ain't the same.
made one change that maybe you've heard of.
I know. They got rid of Harrison Barnes. Got rid of Harrison Barnes, Andrew Bogut, Mo Spates, Leandro Barbosa, Festus Ezeli, and Brandon Rush. They added Kevin Durant, Zaza Pachulia. Almost all-star.
That's what Klay Thompson did. He yawned when he heard they and went back to sleep when he heard they signed Kevin Durant.
That's right.
Oh, that's cool.
Kevin Durant, almost all-star Zaza Pachulia, David West, and they drafted Damian Jones and Patrick McCaw. They drafted Damian. They drafted Damian Jones, a 7-foot center from Vanderbilt, 30th, with the classic Warriors take a 7-foot center from Vanderbilt with the 30th pick.
Yeah, he's not going to start the season because of injury. But I was watching some YouTube videos of the guy.
Yeah,
he is explosively athletic. Unbelievable addition. That's going to be great for shoring up the big that they lost in Bogut and Ezeli.
That fits. David West going championship hunting again, taking less than he probably could have got.
I read a good article about that, and he says he doesn't want to be labeled a ring chaser, which he currently is on Wikipedia. Someone changed his position from power forward to ring chaser.
Amazing.
He says that he wanted to play 10 years in the NBA, and now that he's going into his 14th season, he feels like he's just on borrowed time. He's made all the money he hoped to make, and he went to San Antonio and recalled life lessons that he'll never forget, including a video coordinator in the locker room full of San Antonio players saying that Tim Duncan made a mistake, and David West said that he was just so surprised to hear the video coordinator about to critique the great Tim Duncan, one of the greatest players of all time. And West said something to that effect, like, man, what are you talking about? That's Tim Duncan. And Duncan just looked at him with this bug-eyed look and said, if this guy has something to say that can make me better, I want to hear it.
Oh, wow.
You know?
What was the mistake? Did they reveal it?
No, he didn't even mention it. But, you know, said that when they lost in the playoffs, Greg Popovich went to the whiteboard and wrote, there was an earthquake here today. There was a train accident here today. The Spurs lost the playoffs today. And was just like, life is more important than its loss, guys, you know.
Wow.
Have a good summer.
Yeah.
And he just wants to be around people with winning attitudes. He wants to be around great players in their craft. These are memories that he's going to carry with him through decades of being alive in his life, you know, post-retirement.
So why didn't he stay in San Antonio? Ring chasing.
Maybe he just wanted some new stories, man.
That's true.
It wasn't for cheaper real estate. We know that.
Right.
And now, the starting lineup for your Golden State Warriors!
Well, starting lineup, Curry, Thompson, Durant, Green, and Pachulia. How does that strike you? Is there enough basketballs to fit in that lineup?
There is when you move the ball the way the Golden State Warriors do.
Sure.
Plus, JaVale McGee can dunk two basketballs at once.
Oh, so. JaVale McGee, right. Yeah, he's on the preseason roster. If you score 108 points a game, then everyone's going to get their touches. Everyone's going to get... Oh, wait, they averaged 115 last year.
I was thinking of something to compare these guys to. So what's a dominant force, like an empire, right?
Uh-huh.
So this team is like the Roman Empire. They're definitely Coliseum-level entertaining. And then I was thinking they're not maybe less charming this year, becoming a little more villainous.
Right.
So maybe more like Genghis Khan and the Mongols.
Oh, wow.
That's what, you know, just going and pillaging team to team on their home floor.
Yeah.
But really, when you think about it, the Warriors, if we're going to compare them to an empire, it's just look no further than good old U.S. of A. Steph and Aisha are basically America's second or third couple.
Yeah, they are.
Depending on where you rank Beyonce and Jay-Z behind Barack and Michelle.
Yeah.
And you can get out of here with your Kim and Kanye's. They're like 200 on the list, if I have any say about it.
Well, they moved up because of Pitt and Jolie, so.
Oh, yeah, that was tough.
Oh, man, I don't even want to talk about it. No, I just don't want to talk about it.
Now, whether it's a Warriors game or the debate this year, that's must-watch TV. I personally prefer the NBA.
Sure.
These guys are going to put butts in the seat in Silicon Valley. Some of those seats are going to cost as much as $50,000.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought we would be able to sell Warriors tickets for more than you did last year. Whoever has season tickets is sitting on a gold mine.
Yeah.
Gold mine and gold mined. So.
Golden boys.
Everything.
Golden State. Draymond is the wild card in this group, obviously. The very common theme in the NBA sports previews is, will the energy that makes Draymond such a great leader and such a tenacious defender, you know, get out of control again? And do the players resent him for not being there in Game 5? And if he tones it down, what's that going to look like? I think the true intention of this fear and everyone talking about this is we don't want to see Draymond change, right? We don't want to see him tone it down. We don't want to see a subdued version of this guy because that's the entertaining guy we've all come to love.
Plus, I think he may not tone it down, but he'll know when to pick his spots maybe a little bit, because you don't want to be that guy who does that again.
You don't want to body slam Michael Beasley at the first round?
Well, that's perfectly fine. I was thinking more along the lines of missing a game in the finals.
Oh, absolutely. If I could bet on that, I would guarantee you that he does not miss a single playoff game this year. But you never know. He may have some sort of nut kick quota in his Beats by Dre contract.
Wow. Okay.
Kind of gives new meaning to the Beats by Dre, actually.
Yeah.
Let's get into our record prediction for these guys.
Record prediction!
Obviously, 73-9 last year.
Mm-hmm.
The best regular season record of all time. Vegas has their over-under at 67.5 this year. So where do you have them, Matt?
70-12.
Wow. Yeah, I was just one below at 69-13.
Right.
Tying those Kareem, was it the Lakers record?
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty bullish on these guys. I don't think KD came here to lose games of any kind, and Draymond certainly ain't about that either.
No.
Steve Kerr has already said he won't be able to keep these guys on less than 30 minutes restriction, you know, which some people suggested he might try and do.
Right.
They were really lucky to avoid injuries last year, except, you know, Steph in the playoffs. They're definitely going to push 70.
Yeah,
I kind of want to put the over on this.
Just because they're better. They'll just win games they shouldn't.
They have four of the top 10 or 12 players in the NBA.
Right.
And two of the top three.
Yeah.
And when is the last time that happened? Was Scottie Pippen ever in the top three in the NBA?
Probably not, no.
It's going to be amazing. We're not going to be able to stop talking about him. We'll also talk about Sam Hinkie and the Spurs and plenty of other laughable things. The Sacramento Kings. We should have a whole nother pod just talking about all this. We probably will.
Bob, I think the question becomes, how do these guys beat San Francisco?
If you're going to beat San Francisco, be sure to
very meta. That's a very meta question. And really only the Warriors can beat themselves.
Right.
They're that good. And, you know, the other thing, it could be Draymond's celebrity becomes so powerful and out of control that it implodes on itself and forms a black hole sucking all team chemistry, fun, and carefreeness with it.
Whoa.
And light, of course. No light escapes a black hole.
Yeah, of course.
That's what I've heard. The spotlight will be on them hard, and especially on KD, who does not like criticism. If you thought he was so annoyed, you know, the past 4 years with just innocuous questions about, like, hey, KD, are you going to come to Boston? It's just the year of him being a villain is really going to be interesting
to watch. Yeah, it really is.
Don't let the hype destroy you guys. I think that's what happened last year. They couldn't maintain the hype and lost those three finals games in a row. Or maybe it was the Steph Curry twos.
Yeah, but also 2 years ago, LeBron, the Cavs weren't at full strength, and LeBron was doing all he could, and they almost won anyway. So it
good point.
So there's a lot to be said of, sure, there was hype, but also just the past 2 years, LeBron has been a freight train that has been almost impossible to stop.
I think at some point, SportsCenter, which has been on for 20-plus years on ESPN.
30 now.
30 years. Yeah. They might change their name to Warriors TV.
Warriors TV.
At some point this season.
And now it's time for a personal anecdote with Matt Baker.
I do want to know, though, Matt, is there anything that annoys you as much as the media seems to annoy Kevin Durant?
Wow, that's a tall order. You know, one of the things, and people know this, but when people are like smacking gum, like chewing it really loudly or
smacking
chewing things, yeah.
I have a buddy, his ex-girlfriend, couldn't even be in the same room as people who were eating.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough, especially if people are doing that and trying to talk to me. I get very distracted.
Uh-huh.
Because all I can see, I just see everything, so I'm like hearing all sorts of things and seeing sorts of things, and I probably wasn't the most pleasant to grow up around because it's been a thing for years. But yeah, that's my thing. I just hear people just.
A diagnosis for this. Are you aware of this? A
friend I have was tweeting me some stuff about it. I forget what it's called, like dipsisness.
Dip something.
Yeah. Yeah, because to me, it's always the person who is doing it can't really hear it or see it. I'm the one who always has to hear it. And very selfish, I guess, when it comes to that. But yeah, I can't look past it. Just as
now I know.
Yeah, just as a side note.
Can we get some molasses? Or
yeah, you know how teams like to give away bobbleheads and stuff? That's the big craze. The Warriors are actually giving away bobbleheads in the preseason this year.
Of Joe Lacob?
Yeah, of Klay Thompson, San Jose Sharks edition, and Draymond. So that's interesting to do giveaways during the preseason.
When you sell your tickets for $50,000, you can afford the bobbleheads, I guess.
You can pretty much do whatever you want, yeah.
On the next episode of Brick House.
We'll give you some more NBA updates. Fill you in with all of your favorite NBA heroes, villains, the crazy rich guys who pay all the bills, and everyone who just does dumb shit that we want to point out and have fun talking about.
Congrats, Bob. We made it through another year of previews.
Yeah. That was a long, long road, but it was a fun one, as usual.
Yeah.
Well, listeners, thanks for listening. Find us on Twitter at BrickHousePod. Rate and review our show. We would be so thankful. We might even get you a Christmas or Hanukkah gift.
Wow.
Just send in those ratings, guys.
Okay.
Until next time, enjoy the NBA season.
Brick House.